This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by Digital Media.
Hey guys, awesome episode for your Friday. We got a girl living in London and a guy who's accused of settling. Also, we finish with a teary goodbye. Check it out, share it with friends, enjoy. Train, Jared Freed, coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side. Sam Bjork Lazar here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. I say it every episode. I say it again. Let me say it again. Let me sing it to the heavens. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a part of this podcast. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. It's a pleasure for me to be in your ears every Tuesday and Friday. And listen, you guys, I get your Snapchats. It feathers my nuts every time I get a snap or a DM or a tweet. And it's when you're with the crew, when you're listening with a group. That's a fun experience for me because it's like I just jumped in the car with you to see what it's like to hang with Papa JT. Like, it's nice for me. It's a good feeling. So I want you guys to keep sending those. I'm JTrain56 on Snapchat, at Jared Freed on Instagram, JTrain56 on Twitter, Facebook.com/JaredFreed. Listen, keep telling your friends. Keep spreading that word. Go up to one person today. Just walk by them on the street, whispering in their ear, JTrain, Papa JT, Big Doggy JT. Get them involved. Tell a friend, get them involved. It's a Friday episode. I love a Friday because we're going to go through a ton of emails. I'm very excited about today's guest. It's a long time coming. I've been trying and trying, and he's a busy guy. Mike Vecchione.
Thank you for having me, JTrain.
It's such a pleasure. I'm so pumped.
I'm pumped too, man. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to like mix it up, get into the emails.
We're going
to
do it. We're going to do it. And listen, all of you guys, Mike is like one of those comics you watch and you're like, oh my God, he's fucking great. You're a pleasure to watch.
Thank you, buddy.
So good. And you just did Fallon.
Just did Fallon, yes.
What was the most memorable? Was there a memorable part other than doing it? Like, what's the... I saw you. It's fun because, like, you see each other at the clubs and stuff. You watch you right. Working it out.
Right.
Getting it ready. And then you see the finished product and you're like, whoa.
Just me in a suit that doesn't fit.
I thought really it fit. I thought you looked good. That was when I saw you in the suit, I was proud.
I look like I'm part of the Genovese family. Lower level monster who just got his button.
Did feel.
Your I gotta listeners say, see, aren't know that.
They'll know.
All they think about is gangs.
No,
now.
They're Googling.
It's just gangs and boy bands.
They've got Google. They can find them.
Okay.
I saw you in that suit and I was like, looks like a mensch. It really looked good.
Well, the most memorable thing is when you're standing right behind the curtain. And you're about to go out.
How does that feel? Is that like you wrestled in college?
Yeah.
You're a fellow Penn Stater with me.
Fellow Penn Stater. I wrestled in college. Can I just correct you for 1 year?
Please.
I wrestled for a year.
But still, that walk to the ring, does it feel like that when Fallon's about to go, and our next guest, Mike Vecchione? Like, what
I
is that feeling?
I have to imagine
feeling?
It feels like that Notre Dame. I've never been in a game that big because I played high school football.
Yeah.
But like when Notre Dame, like right before they're about to come out of that tunnel,
yeah,
that's what it feels like.
It does feel like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're like the hair's going up and everything.
Like you've run it a million times, you have it, and now you're just ready to go.
Game day.
Game day.
And all of you should go Google Mike Vecchione Fallon and go watch that set. It's like a it's a master's class in, you know, stand up on a late night show. Like, it all goes together. It's great.
Thank you, buddy.
I loved watching it. So all of you guys should go follow at Comic Mike V on Twitter and Instagram, at Comic Mike V. Also, you have an album.
Yes, Muscle Confusion.
Muscle Confusion.
Yep.
That is another thing. All of you, just go download the album. You got your parents' credit card on the iTunes?
Download the album. It's a good, I guarantee it's a good album.
The first time, I don't know if you remember,
you work out to it.
You work out to it. No, there's great.
You play it backwards. It tells you how to work your traps.
The Muscle Confusion bit is so good. And it's, and then for this audience, I feel like there's a lot of dudes that, what, I get a lot of snaps. They're doing it in the gym.
They're beefcakes.
They're beefcakes. They're gorgeous. I've seen the audience.
Yeah. Gorgeous. I imagine you have a good looking audience.
I don't
That's why I imagine it when I'm masturbating to them.
But I'm saying, I've met you. I don't know if you remember. We met at, down in Princeton, New Jersey. I hosted for you.
That's right. Yeah, I do remember that. And then I saw you up here. Because I always thought I met you at stand-up New York.
But I met you there,
and then I saw you because Penn State. We had
the Penn State thing. Yeah. I remember seeing you, and you were working out that muscle confusion bit. That was like when you were doing it, and I was like, that's fucking amazing. That's like, and I'm watching. But that's the whole out. That's like the premiere part of the album.
That's the premiere part of the album.
So go get that Muscle Confusion. It's on iTunes. And also, if you're going to be in Point Pleasant, New Jersey, Uncle Vinny's. Today's Friday. This came out. You'll be at Uncle Vinny's this weekend.
This weekend.
So you're gonna be amongst your paisans.
Yes. Uncle Vinny. I've never been to the club before. I've heard good things. I can't wait.
And you're at the beach. So hopefully that's nice.
Is it? Is that where that is? The beach?
Yeah, Point Pleasant. That's
Shore Point.
Shore. That's I've been down to Manasquan, Guantanamo Bay.
Is that what it's called?
That's what we used to call it.
But there's different shore points for like New York and different shore points.
Of course.
For
Philadelphia. Well, then there's the Philly. I used to go to the Avalon. I spent a summer there.
I dated a girl who had a shore place in Avalon. And
beautiful.
I just saw a friend of mine who he had a place in Seattle City.
Oh, no shower happy hour at the OB.
The OB, yeah, that's right.
The Ocean
right.
Boulevard. Ocean. I used to go, and one time, my buddies and I, you know, they have that in down in the southern Jersey, the Philly Jersey Shore.
Right.
Because the Jersey Shore, what people think of is fist pumps and gym tan laundry. But really, that's only three towns that are known for that. It's like northern, and it's only very specific towns in the Jersey Shore. Southern Jersey Shore is more Philly.
More Philly, yeah.
And
Wildwood and all those.
Wildwood Boardwalk and all that stuff. And I did a summer there, and I remember we were going to have a big party. You know when they have the bay? There's the beach, and then there's the... There's like a waterway.
Right.
And people would have parties on the waterway and had incredible current. Like it was, and people would tie up a raft. We'd hang out. One day we're like, let's have a jean short party on the, you know, the waterway. So we all got jean shorts and we're all dressed in all jean shit. And my one buddy's got like party glasses on and he's like, I'll go get the alcohol. And this is his story, but he went to go get alcohol in Avalon. Avalon's a very high end hoity-toity.
But Avalon was dry. Was it dry? Is there something?
There's more bars there. There's more bars. Seattle's more of like the college drinking town.
Right.
But I remember he went to go to the liquor store. Wherever he went, we were in Avalon, but it's a nice town.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes to the store, and he's in his like jean outfit, like looking how you would look.
Very Quiet Riot.
And he's looking in, picking stuff out. All of a sudden, next to him, Joe Paterno.
Get out!
Swear to God, because he had a house there.
Oh my God.
And he looks over, he goes, Joe Pa! And Joe Paterno just looks at him, and he forgot, you know, he loses himself because he's in all this shit. And Joe Paterno just looks over and is like, oh, what? Like, just didn't get it. Like, just was like, why are you dressed that way? What? And then, like, they just, like, parted ways. So, I don't know. You're going to have a good time. So, if you're down by the shore this weekend, Uncle Vinny's, Mike Vecchione will be there at Comic Mike V. Are you ready to do some emails?
Let's do some emails.
Yeah. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Anything you want. We're going to go right into this. Let's hammer
you have a
it
lot
out.
Of, you have a lot of Penn State listeners, I would imagine, right?
We got some Penn State listeners. Okay. Yep. We got some love there. They're everywhere, though. Every color in the crayon box. Every shade. Everything.
That's awesome, man.
Everything. Let's go.
Everything.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. This is First Date Moves. You're a single guy?
Yeah, I'm single.
What's your usual first date go-to?
I haven't been on a date in a while, so... my first go-to is to actually get a date.
Okay.
That would be my lead move.
So getting the date. Then
get a date is good. Because I'm out of all this. I'm a little bit older. I don't know if you're
listening. Do you do any apps, anything like that?
I hear that, but I'm on the apps, but they're not helping me at all. Like,
what's the problem?
Because I'm not good at marketing myself. Like, I'm really bad. Like, I'm really bad at marketing. And I'm bad with follow-through. Like, it's like you hook up with it, and you got to keep the conversation going.
Keep it
and
going.
So I have no patience, kind of. So I'm like either, hey, let's get a drink really fast, and that puts them off. Or, but if you keep talking too long, I just kind of lose my patience.
That is the problem. And sometimes, like, the thing is you're playing in a water with a lot of bodies in it. So it's like you got to keep up conversation with a lot of people, and it feels weird to be like, hey, what's up? How's your weekend? And the person doesn't give you much, and you're like, I'm moving on.
Right.
And then you just have to keep opening up conversations until one of them's like, oh, we have this weird... Because I'll text with girls over the app, and I'll be like, what are we talking about that's interesting to us? Like, I think that every conversation with someone that you're going to go on a date with should be one that you could show a friend and be like, and they would look and go, oh, you guys are really going back and forth.
Right, right.
It shouldn't be just... Where are you from? What do you do?
But you don't know where the line is sometimes, too. It's like you're pushing. Things sound better in conversation, and they can't pick up your sarcasm on text.
But my view on that is if they can't pick up your sarcasm, then they're not the right one for you. Like, I'm on this Hinge now. I've talked to them, and they told me to download their app. So I'm looking at it, and they have a lot of conversation starters. They'll say, what's their worst story or whatever, and girls will write things on there.
Yeah.
And I'll... respond to those if I think there's
in women's defense, I think there's a lot of guys who are like just psychotic,
of course,
on it. You know what I mean? Like
they're full.
But I mean, I think those guys probably do the best.
Yeah,
like they're really out their lunch. They shirt off completely, like stuff that where you would be like,
oiled
this is
up.
This is a hand job type situation. But it probably works.
Mm.
But I remember I had a thing on my site, whatever the first phrase is that you go by. Which I said, I'm pretty sure I can fix you, was my thing.
Yeah.
And people told me, like, take that off because women will take it seriously.
No.
And I was of the opinion, like, if you take it seriously, then you're too stupid to, like, you don't get it.
Then you
like,
can't
who
keep
I am.
Up.
But it's like, no, there's so many guys on there who would be like, no, I'm really serious. I can fix you. Like, we're serious about it, and that ruins
but
it.
But I like the I can, like, mine on Bumble, when I was on that, it used to be finally an app that makes me feel like a lady.
Okay, that's good.
Girls have to talk to you first. So I was like, and
I
think
they usually say hi.
Yeah.
Which is great because they bitch at you for like, if you could just say hi, then you just move on, dude, if you're not going to say anything. And then when they get a chance to talk, you're like, hi.
Oh, it's not as easy as you thought.
Not really. It's not easy.
This guy writes, Papa JT, feathering your crumpets all the way from London. Your strong medium, the 888, and the steam guests have helped me keep sane through my many long tube rides. Oh, they call it the tube there.
Tube.
Here's the sitch. I'm an American.
You guys abbreviate everything? The sitch?
Totes. I'm an American girl who recently moved across the pond with work. Oh, a lady email.
Yeah, that's great. Do you not get many of those?
We get a lot of them.
All right.
No, actually, we get a lot.
I get a lot of them.
I didn't know anyone when I got here and was focused on just surviving the new job, but I recently downloaded Tinder in hopes of finding someone to do cool shit and occasionally throw me a bone. Ahem.
Wow.
I love this girl. I'm hard. I've met a couple of guys who I had a great time with over first drinks. We text for a weekend or two. Have flirty banter over the course of the night and end with 3 to 4 drinks saying we should go to X exhibit or market that came up during the conversation. But ultimately, say a rush goodbye because we'd end up having to run to catch our respective trains. I've been operating under the everyone's busy until they don't want to be mantra when it comes to expecting texts after the first date. But some of the radio silence from these guys have got me wondering. Do guys expect/want a girl to text following a first date saying thank you, or does that mean too thirsty? Is my not texting sending an I'm not into you message? What's a non-awkward way to end a date when you both live in a big city and depend on public transit? Attempting to make a flirty eyes for a first kiss in front of the turnstiles seems like the most unsexy thing. Your sage wisdom is, as always, totes preach.
Wow. That is a pretty well thought out email.
It's a great email.
Unbelievable.
I told you these are we get like a lot of emails, and there really is
it's
people
really
got
well
problems.
Thought out. Yeah.
What do you think?
I don't know if this is a problem.
Well, no, this is.
But I think it's like to say thank you. Let's meet up again. That opens the door.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And it depends on the chemistry that you're having on the date. If you're having the chemistry on the date, then yeah, definitely like, hey, thank you so much. Like, let's make plans, you know, open the door. Make plans for next week. Let me know what's good.
Yes.
That's what I do. I like open the door. And then if they don't get back to me, I'm like, all right, that ball's in your court. You rejected me. And I get it. Fair play.
I love that move because I'm the same way. Put the ball in their court.
Yeah.
Give them the chance. Also, you ever try to steer?
That's right. I'm going
to
give you the chance.
I'm going to give you the chance because I want to give you the chance.
I want to give you the chance. I'm not opening up myself. I'm being vulnerable now. So it's like, now it's on you to make it. And if they don't get back to you, it's like, all right, you had the chance.
You had the chance.
There's no like what she's saying. There's no weird miscommunication.
No.
I threw it at you. I let you know I wanted to take you out again. So if you don't get back to me, then it's on you.
Nobody's ever too much if you want to fuck them. So there's no too much.
Wow.
You know, so I would say to her, you ever try and drive someone's car for them while they're doing something from the passenger seat?
Yes.
It's very difficult.
Right.
This is what she's trying to do. She's trying to drive the car with her left hand while the guy's looking at his phone. You need to drive the car. In this situation, hey, let's think of every guy on their own. Don't think of every situation as their own situation. You went on the date, you had fun, you walked away. What do you want to say to this guy? You want to say, hey, I had fun.
Yeah.
Let's do that again.
Right.
I send that text after dates. I always send the text, hey, what a blast. Thank you for coming. Let's do this and this on that date next time.
Right.
But
if you're a guy on the other end of that and the girl's like, hey, great time. Thank you very much. And you're not into it. You'll be like, great. It was a great time.
Yeah.
Thank you. And then you will not follow up.
And I won't follow
up. But you're not following. You're not following up because you're not into it.
Exactly.
But there's no miscommunication.
There's no miscommunication in that. And I think the other thing is you. I had a thought here that I was getting into. It's like, what's a non-awkward way? What do guys expect with a girl following a first date?
Now she's doing the right thing.
She's doing the right thing. Send a text. Be okay with it not working out.
Yeah.
And but also
in the text, leave the door open.
Yeah.
Leave the door open in the terms of like, let's get together next week. I'm a free next week. Let me know. Give me some days and let's do it. You know
let's
what I mean?
Do it.
And that way,
but
if
that's
he's
you
like,
being in the driver's seat. That's you not trying to steer from the passenger seat. Because right now, what she's trying to do is saying, well, hey, where are you going? You know, more, hey, where are we going?
Yeah.
You know, she also says,
well, the date's over. She didn't want to extend the date because there's some reason you can't take the trains back late.
This was the thing I was going to say. The other thing is she talks about going like, I don't like to make plans for the next date on the first date. The first date should all be getting to know you stuff.
Yeah.
I don't like the idea of like, we should do a concert together. We should do an exhibit together. No.
Orientation is what you're talking about.
Yes, you're at orientation. Yeah. Get to know the classes.
Right.
Get the syllabus.
Right.
For this guy, when you're sitting there being like, we should, because listen, this is a sign of the times. People don't like to commit to anything these days.
Right.
We're a tapas culture. Okay. We like a little bit of everything. So if you're sitting there on the date, being like, hey, well, let's go to that exhibit next week. That's basically babies at this point. So
yeah.
I would refrain.
Some people look at it like, look, I'm going to take this new guy that I don't know about to this exhibit. And if he sucks, at least I'll get to see the exhibit.
But I don't like that, though, because it also becomes like it becomes like you're the puppet master to see, oh, let's see how he reacts to this game of things I like.
Right.
You do that in conversation.
Yeah.
Don't do that with an event that he's got to fucking fake. Going to some exhibit he didn't want to go to.
I'm with you. I think coffee is like, but you see online sometimes they're like, save your coffee date. I'm ready to be treated like the queen. It's like, all right, dude. Well, how about I get to know you
these
first,
chicks
Game
in the,
of Thrones?
These chicks in the Bronx, you got to stay away from them. They're crazy. Holy shit.
Now, I always like the bitter. The immediately, if I got five kids, but if you ain't man enough to handle it, then you better just step off.
Yeah.
Because this queen needs a king. It's like, all right, well, you're coming at me with a lot now.
We haven't even met yet, and I'm stressed out.
I know. It's like,
I saw somebody, they posted their conversation. They were like trying to talk. It was a girl. She writes for like TFM, Rachel Page. She put up a thing. It was a conversation between her and a guy, and she's trying to be playful about, like, how do you feel about Britney Spears? And the guy was like, oh, someone who's made a ton of money and doesn't have any problems in the world. It's like, yo, dude, she's trying to be playful with a fun Britney Spears conversation. Because guys do the same thing where they're like, I got to teach you what I'm all about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I got to show you. I don't take shit from...
I'm an alpha male.
It's like, listen, the first date, second date, and all this online shit should be so light and fun
yeah.
that you want to keep having light and fun.
Yeah, light and fun.
People but it's get also too much.
It's also, too, it's like you see the person and you decide, am I attracted to this person
yes.
or am I not attracted to the person?
So
and it works both ways. Like, I've got girls like, ah, no, you're not into it? If you're not yeah. into, like, a beefy, working class looking Italian. You're not going to be in it. If you're into a Swedish skier, you're yeah. not going to be into me at all.
Don't come to Mike Vecchione's
Don't
restaurant.
Don't come to my dojo.
No, because you're going to get beat up. What's a non-awkward way to end a date? I like this question. Not end a date. Both live in a big city, depend on public transit. You ever do that where you walk in a different direction just so you don't have to like keep walking together?
I think a great thing is, hey, I got something in my tooth. Do you think you can get it out with your tongue? I think that's super playful,
yeah,
but it's
fun.
Like it's like a playful way to ask for yeah. it. It's like, I have something on my mouth. Like, can you help me with it?
My thing was always, you always want to walk in the different direction of wherever your date is going. I don't care if you're going in the same direction. I need an ending. So for right. me, if I'm ever on a date, and the girl's like, and I'm like, so I set myself up. I'm alley-ooping myself. I'm like, where are you going now? What's your next move?
Right.
Oh, I'm going this way, on this way. Now I'm in my head Google mapping where the fuck, which way she's going to go. And I'm like, right. oh, you take a cab, you're going to get in the sub. No, I'll probably take the subway to that. And I'm like, oh, cool. And in that moment, I'm like,
you're not going
yeah,
to the subway.
I'm actually going the opposite direction.
Well, I always do that. My chopper's picking me up on the roof.
Yes.
So I happen to be a billionaire.
Yeah.
So,
oh, you didn't know? This 275 coffee's got nothing.
My penis usually doesn't fit on the train. So I have to have a chopper airlift me back yeah. to my penthouse apartment.
You know when they carry those whales underneath the choppers? That's where my penis goes. And that's how I get out of here. But I'm saying I always plan it out where I'm like, I'll go in the different direction. And then wait 5 minutes. And
then take
a
cab to catch her at the airport like a romantic comedy.
That's exactly how I do it. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Mike Vecchione at Comic Mike V. Go find him on Twitter and Instagram. Go Google Mike Vecchione Fallon. It's a fantastic set. You're all going to love it. This girl. Sup, Train Feather. I got an issue. I have a girlfriend, but there's this other girl that I've always had a thing for some reason.
All right, this is a girl?
Is a dude.
Okay.
So he's got a girlfriend, but he's got another girl that he's always had a thing for some reason. Like the kind of thing where I get shook up every time I talk to her. Here's the question. I'm leaving for college in August. Mm. Oh, so this is a high school email.
Oh, wow.
High schooler.
High school emails. Oh, that's cute.
Both this girl and my girlfriend are going to be different colleges from me. So you know what that means for me and the girlfriend. Should I make any effort to pursue this girl who's been haunting me, or should I let it go and just go to college and forget about it? Thanks for the help, Train. What do you think? So he's got a girlfriend, and then he's got a girl that he wants to get with.
There's some unknowns.
This is him catching her at the airport from the romantic comedy. This is literally what he's planning on before college starts.
Did they plan on staying together through their long distance? Because we know those always work.
He leaves it pretty vague, but I think...
They plan on still dating.
No,
now what's the?
It seems like he's going to break up with her before college.
Oh, he's going to break up with his girlfriend before college?
He says, I'm leaving for college in August. Both the girl and my girlfriend are going to different colleges from me. So you know what that means for me and the girlfriend. I think that means he's going to end
it. Oh, okay. Well, then you end it now.
End it now.
You end it now. And
give
then
yourself
you go,
the summer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You might as well end it now. Then you're going to run into her everywhere. But at least you won't run into her at school. So that's good.
Don't fight two different wars at the same time. Let's fight the first war.
Right.
Then you go to the next war. Reassess, get yourself built up again. Then you fight another war. Because, listen, high school relationship, any relationship, it has its times where the dust needs to settle.
Right.
So you go to this first chick. You say, hey, listen, it's been fun. We're going to college. I want to get used to being not in a relationship, not depending on you as much. I think we should break up now. I love you and I love our relationship, but it's just not the right one for me right now. I think we should just end it and be good on good terms.
You should write Hallmark cards.
Yeah.
Because
I love
really,
you.
I
you love me.
Right.
But we're going to go fuck other people. Happy Father's Day. so what I'm saying to him,
the J Train Hallmark edition.
J Train Hallmark a dish.
A dish. I'm a dish. Sorry. Get it right. Everything right except the abbreviation. Listen, the abbrev.
Totes abbrev everything on perp, bro. So I will say to you, so this guy, first you end the girl, you give it 2 weeks because
not killer.
No, not
watch
killer.
A lot of Dateline.
Then give it 2 weeks. Because the 2 weeks in high school time is basically a year.
Yeah.
And then you start snapping out. You go hang with your boys.
Right.
Start snapping out to this chick that you've been haunted by, that you all your good times. And see if she comes back in kind. That's the move.
Yeah, I think you break up and you actually feel your freedom a little bit. And then you talk to the other girl.
Yeah.
And you know what?
Because right now he can't concentrate on one. He's fighting. That's what I mean by the fight in the two wars.
But he gets choked up talking to the second one. He gets choked up. He doesn't know. So now there's a kind of freedom there because college, yes. You're going. You're not going to see them again. So you can start throwing Hail Marys.
Throwing the Hail Marys.
You're like, let's just take a bath together. I mean, is this weird what I'm saying? I mean, just feel like we're both clean. Yeah. We both have to do it anyway. Let's save some water.
Come on. You clean this bunghole. I'll clean that bunghole with my tongue. No, yeah, you're totally right. I mean, but the reason...
Hail Mary time.
He's getting shook up because he's got a lot of shit to worry about. He's not skilled enough of a lover to be with two women. Okay, no. So he's got to end
You don't want to be dishonest.
That's is the other thing. I mean? It stops you from being dishonest.
Yeah.
Because at least the dishonesty also doesn't help his mental state.
Right. Unless you're a sociopath. But that's not good. Like, you want to get a clean break.
Also, practicing a breakup at this age, do it. Practice. Get in one breakup. It's going to happen the rest of your life. You might as well just do your first one now.
You're right about that, but be careful not to let it be like, you know, he broke up with his girlfriend for you type of shit.
Well,
like,
this is what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah, you got to give that 2 weeks to hang out with your buddies.
Yeah, get some space.
Get some space, and then, you know, now you have the whole summer. It's
right.
June.
Right.
We got 2 months.
Yeah. But you're going to, you know, as the guy breaking up, you're going to, you know, you've been with this girl. I assume you love the girl, and it's a young first love, too. So you're going to be a little bit heartbroken.
And you're going to be lost. Yeah. You don't know how to talk to girls. This is, right. You know, I call it girlfriend confidence. All my buddies in relationships, they all think they can talk to any girls,
right.
But they're used to talking to one girl.
Right.
Who
and they're
knows
used to talking
shit.
To girls where they're not going to close.
Exactly.
The closing thing is like where you really have to go out on a limb and make yourself super vulnerable.
Absolutely. So get some reps where you're hanging out with your buddies. Maybe there's some other girl. Get you some reps talking to girls that aren't your girlfriend while in this post-breakup, and then you go for the one that haunts your soul. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We're here with Comic Mike V on Twitter and Instagram. Mike Vecchione. We got a sponsor.
Nice.
You know why I like the sponsor? Because it's useful. Father's Day is coming up. You might have just broken up with your high school girlfriend.
Edible arrangements. No?
ProFlowers.com. 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 And if you're a girl, dads love flowers too. Dads become really like choked up little balls of emotion.
Yeah.
It's true.
So they like flowers. So Father's Day is coming up. But like, listen, have you ever, you know, the best part about ProFlowers is you can set up different dates to have it so you don't have to do it. Like I signed up for this toothpaste company.
Right.
A toothbrush company where I don't even have to go buy toothbrushes anymore. I just got an email today. We're sending it. It's in the mail.
Great.
You're done. It's off my mind.
You got it all on. I can't say the word. Automated with Harry's, your toothbrush.
Yes,
now,
my life is on automation.
Great.
Right.
You need this for your flowers too.
I have somebody who comes over and brushes my teeth, actually.
Oh, quite a service. listen, so right now, ProFlowers has a special offer for just our listeners. Get $10 off your purchase of $29 or more. This deal works on best-selling gifts like their 100 Bloom Bouquet, a dozen red roses, or even their totally unique plant gifts. To snag this great deal, go to ProFlowers.com, enter code JTRAIN at checkout. That's ProFlowers.com, promo code JTRAIN, ProFlowers.com, code JTRAIN. Listen, I've used ProFlowers. The site is incredibly easy. The best part about it is you can set up flowers to go out at any time of the year. So if you have a birthday, you can go right now, get all your birthdays done for the whole year.
That's
and never
cool.
have to think about it.
That's pretty cool.
It's a great thing.
Yeah, I like that.
Because how many times have you been like, oh shit, tomorrow. Yeah. Oh, shit,
and
next
week.
And
it's a whole thing. Yeah.
It's a whole thing. Yeah. Get it out of your life. So Pro Flowers has it set up in a way that it makes it easier for you. So the bouquets are guaranteed fresh for 7 days. They have 7-step quality check. Their website is super easy. The scheduling is what I love. Do yourself a favor. Help out my show. That's a big thing, too. So if you use Pro Flowers, you're helping Papa JT.
You like the advice? Help out.
Yeah. I know you have either a birthday or an anniversary coming up. Right now, get $10 off your purchase of $29 or more at ProFlowers. But this deal definitely won't last long. Go to ProFlowers.com, code JTRAIN. ProFlowers.com, code JTRAIN. ProFlowers.com, code JTRAIN to check out to get the special deal. ProFlowers.com, code JTRAIN. Let's do Tinder date fail match. Tinder date fail match on Bumble after.
Hmm. Same person?
This guy writes, hello, Juicy J. Oh, hello
sure
to you.
He's talking about women?
It's your boy, TBL. And he writes a parentheses, token black listener. Okay. Here we go. Get out.
Get out your Bill Maher.
There we go. First off, I would like to say your podcast is the best in the biz. I recommend it to all my friends and have gotten plenty all aboard the J train. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Brother to brother.
Brother to brother.
So I matched with this girl a year ago. Solid 887. So we have a rating system here on the podcast. Girls or guys can use it. Face, right. Body, personality.
Okay.
It's the area code method.
Oh, wow.
887. That's a high-end bitch, as he would say.
887. Yeah.
It's a high-end bitch. That's how
the black. It's a high-end.
He's listening to this, and she's like, I don't know why he's doing that. Yeah, yeah.
We met on Tinder and went out for drinks. I thought everything went well, but she eventually ghosted me, or I ghosted her. Somehow, communication ceased. A year has passed, and we have now matched on Bumble. She has, in fact, messaged first. How do I play this? Need your playalistic wisdom. Playalistic. I like that.
I don't know what your opinion is. I bring up that we went on a date before.
Yes.
And somehow got... I wouldn't blame her.
Yes.
But I would say we somehow got cut off. I don't know what's going on in our lives, but I think I'm ready to give it one more try.
Yes.
And then I had that one more try song playing in the background. One more try.
That's great advice. And this has happened to me.
Oh, wow.
So I can speak from experience in this situation. A couple years ago, went on a date with... This is a couple years ago is when it happened.
Right.
So literally... I'm 10 minutes into this, like, back and forth on the app, whatever app it was. The girl goes, hey, I don't know if you remember, but we went on a date a year ago. I'm sitting there like, oh, fuck, I don't remember.
Right.
I had no memory of the date at all. Yeah. Not to say that it wasn't a good or bad date. And so I'm thinking, I'm like, how do I remember this girl? So I go in my phone and I look up the first name.
Right.
All the texts are there from a year before. I look at it, I start remembering the whole date. I had brought her to this comedy club. We drank at the comedy club, and then we left. And it literally left. The last message is from me going, is her saying, no plans tomorrow. Me saying, let's hang out again. Then her being like, sounds like a plan. That's the last text.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, so she had said that. So then I took the chance. What I did at this point, this is exactly what I did. I wrote back to that last text where she wrote, sounds like a plan. I wrote back, I guess the plan never came together. Boom.
You wrote that.
So my response is a year later.
Right.
After she just called me out for not knowing.
Yeah.
And I wrote back, I guess the plan never came together. And she wrote back, ha 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 ha, you know, like happy that I'm at least admitting. Right. You know, there's the man version where you want to be ego filled and say, oh, no, I don't, you know, and lie.
Right, right.
And be like, well, you know, and not look like a dick.
Right.
But you end up looking more like a dick.
Yeah.
The move is to say...
Funny honesty.
Funny honesty. I said the plan never came together. She wrote back, ha, ha, ha. And I wrote back, I'm so sorry. And I did remember the date. I remember what she wore. So then I go, I got to say, at first I didn't remember, but now it's all coming back to me. You wore this specific thing. I remember she wore like a...
Flannel. No, a one piece jumpsuit.
It was a muumuu.
Pajamas. She's depressed.
She was wearing a band T-shirt.
Okay,
and I remember that specific for whatever reason. So I wrote that, and I go, but I'm sorry, I didn't remember. But I hope that didn't come off creepy. Like using No. Now it was, and I remember it went back to texting and it was fine again.
Right.
But it's falling on that sort of being like, hey, sorry. Maybe even a simple apology. Yeah. Just being right. Like, hey, I'm sorry it didn't work out, but I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm hard.
I'm here.
I'm ready to go.
I'm hard.
And I'm ready to go.
What was that shirt she had on?
Ready, willing,
smash some pumpkins.
Ready, willing, and able.
Let's pick this back up again. Yeah.
Pick it back up.
So did you go back out with
her? Yeah.
Oh my God.
We ran
awesome.
It back.
Ran it back.
Like it was a pickup basketball game. Run it back.
Ah, that's great.
Still waiting to make plans.
Still waiting. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com.
Funny honesty is the answer for that.
Funny
guy.
Honesty. That's
funny
it.
Honesty.
I'm loving this. This we got a good energy going right now.
I think so too.
I'm happy you're here. @ComicMikeV, Twitter and Instagram. Am I settling? Dearest laughable app representative, Mansamp and OKP. Listen, now that he brings it up, go download the Laughable app right now. You can see any podcast that Mike Vecchione's been on.
Wow.
You can see any podcast that I've been on. I actually was just a guest on the Betches podcast. Had a great time with them. Mike, you've been on podcasts before,
yes.
Right?
I
listened to an episode. You were on the Cellar podcast.
Right.
When there was like a big freak
blow
out.
Up.
A blow up. And it's a really good listen, and Artie Lang's on it.
Artie Lang is unbelievable.
It's
man.
I gotta
he
say
murders.
It's the Comedy Cellar From the Table podcast, yeah. And Artie Lang, you know, is so funny.
So funny. He takes this unfortunate incident that happened and he just rolls it into the funniest thing you've ever heard.
I gotta say, and you know, like, you know, Artie, he's been around. You forget why he's great.
I was just going to say that. And he's such a sweet guy.
So
and
sweet.
So approachable, so nice that you when he sits down, you forget what kind of skill set he has, which is unbelievable.
He took this little piece of meat that was on the bone and just gnawed at it the whole episode. Yeah. And you're like, oh my God, this is why he was so great on Stern. Like you have that like flashback moment just listening to it.
Right.
But that, because I remember you were on it too, and it's just like everyone making fun of this one thing that happened.
Right, right.
And it's just everyone. Right. So go on the Laughable app, go look up Mike Vecchio, and you'll find that in his queue.
Yeah.
And that's a great episode to listen to. It's so funny.
Well, and
so,
you can subscribe to comics.
You can subscribe to any of them.
Oh, wow.
So it's great. Yeah. And it just comes up anytime you're on anything.
Is
so,
there anything that apps can't do?
Nothing. I mean, that's the only thing. I'm waiting for one to blow me. So I don't have to go on dates anymore.
I think public schools are just going to be all apps pretty soon. No one's going to have to go to school.
But seriously, I'm facing a dilemma that can only be solved using your infinite Jewish wisdom.
Wow. I took it ethnic.
Yeah, there we go. Sometimes we do that. I've been told consistently for years that I settle when it comes to the broads that I spend time with. I've had a couple
maybe you shouldn't call them broads. Just chiming in. It's not the 50s.
I've had a couple.
These dames, I tell you.
This is
ring-a-ding-ding.
He wrote this email from the past. I've had a couple serious girlfriends and would say I do well when I'm single and actively pursuing nightly companionship. Yet I consistently am told from good friends that I am settling and could do much better. Clearly, this is a life-threatening issue. I decided to pose this issue to you, and when I ran into a good buddy while I was on a date, and before I could even introduce him, he was already voicing his unrequested opinion that I could do better. Ugh, that's a tough friend. J-Train, I would not be asking if this wasn't a consistent theme within my dating life, and as a post-grad who's considering getting into a serious relationship in the near future, I want to be at least somewhat certain that I'm not settling. How can I tell my friends are right, or if they're simply offering blind hope of getting hotter chicks? P.S. I sent you a snap about the random roommate situation you advocated and how great it turned out for me in Brooklyn. Oh, thanks, man. What do you think?
So I guess he's talking about physically.
Yeah.
Physically settling.
Which is, this is why this email kind of, I have a little bit of a... an issue.
Because there's more components, even by your area code scale.
Of course.
Isn't personality one of them?
Yeah.
So maybe he enjoys a part of their personality that the friends are not seeing.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
But there's a butt for every seat. This is the other thing. Like, everyone has their types. I get in this situation, like, listen, I've had friends say this similar things to me, and it bothers me, because it's like, no, this is what gets me hard.
Yeah, you're more of a swastika on the forehead guy.
Yes, that's what I'm into.
You're really in.
I'm a self-hating Jew. I want to see it.
You just want to fuck the white power out of her.
Out of her. I'm there to save her. But I like a curvier girl. That's my type.
Okay, all right.
So a lot of times that aren't, you know, since, you know, that there's the public stigma of, you know, body shaming and all that stuff that I'm not really into that much. Right. But guys who want to sound, especially like immature guys, will be like, oh man, you know, you could do, you know, and it's like, dude, mind your own fucking business.
Yeah.
And I think it's the, if you're happy and
but
you're
it depends. It depends what kind of friend too. If it's a close friend who knows you intimately mm-hmm. and then knows her intimately mm-hmm. and then pulls you aside and is like, look, this is the wrong
story.
Thing for you. But if it's just you know, looking at the girl and being like, dude, you could do better. It's like, well, you don't really know what I'm looking at.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And think of it this way. When you pull up whatever porn site you look for.
Right.
You've never asked a friend what they fucking whack it to.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's a different podcast, but yeah.
But when have you ever looked at a friend and been like, well, that porn isn't good enough for your boner?
Yeah.
You know, like, that's insane. Like, you would never, you don't know what people
really
are into.
Feet, yeah. Buddy.
Yeah, yeah. Like, yeah. Really, dude. Yeah, like, oh, you're whacking off to that porn star? Like, no one knows what's going on behind closed doors.
Right.
So, the one thing you should always lean on, you should always say your friends are doing that because they're just looking to ball bust, or they're just like, they think they're looking out for you and they think of you as a better, it's a compliment, but it's also, they don't know what gets you going.
Right.
So whoever you're with, like, I have this thing where, like, and this is different, kind of a left turn, but my parents, every time I show, like, if I show a picture of a girl that I'm dating, to like, or like I've been going out with, to my parents,
right,
they'll do the same thing. They go, my mom will always go, oh, they all look alike. That's her first response.
Wow, pretty racist. Your mom's a raging racist.
And I say, you can't say that in public. And I get mad at her because I'm like, can't you have a type? Why? Fine, they all look alike. Why is that disappointing?
Right.
Why does that matter to you?
Because she wants you to marry Jewish. You know that.
But they are Jewish.
They are Jewish.
She's just saying that they all... And I'm like, I don't understand that first response. Ugh, they all look like... Just say, this is who I'm...
Well,
you know,
Jews do like to complain. So maybe that's what it is.
It's in our nature. You know? But I'm saying, like, this is what I'm getting at, is that if you're looking at the girl and being like, I am attracted, then there should be nothing else. If you're looking at the girl and being like, well, she's here because I just want anyone here.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is a you issue. This is their opinions on it. Their opinions can't get you hard.
Right, right. It's all about getting hard with you.
It's a metaphor.
Oh, get you excited.
Yeah, get you excited. Okay. It's just really like,
you're really taking it to the streets with the getting hard.
Listen, man, I'm here.
Yeah, let your heart get a boner. You know,
let your heart. Yeah, let.
No, but it's different if the guy has low self. If he has chronic low self esteem.
Yeah,
and then he's just shooting low.
No, but that's, you know, a, what that's mean? Kind
but
of
if
what
it if it's a thing that, like, he's like, no, this is my preference.
Yeah,
this is actively my preference. Then his friends should ignore his friends. You tell
and,
him to shut
and,
up.
And maybe
but
this
if
guy,
he's low self esteem, it's a different issue.
And maybe this guy needs to stop. And this is what the apps will do to you. The apps will make it so it's like, okay, well, she's here and I'm talking to her. Why don't you take a weekend and go to a bar and see a girl that you're so fucking attracted to and go right up to her? That's what this guy should do. The next girl, he is so there, because he's questioning himself right now.
Right.
He's questioning whether he's into it. Have no question. Have no question, so that if your friends did come up to you, you'd be like, fuck off.
Yeah.
Because right now he's questioning
himself.
Because
that way you know.
That way you know.
Yeah, you're 100%.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Mike Vecchione, @ComicMikeV, Twitter and Instagram. Go check him out. So funny. Let's do Bachelorette. No, this is... Maybe we'll do it later. Wedding Connection.
Oh, that used to be the way that people would meet people, at weddings. Yeah.
There's two I want to do. Losing My Best Friend Because of Her Boyfriend.
Oh, wow. This is classic.
I like this one. And then if we have time, we'll go to the wedding one if we got a minute. Heads up, I'm a dude. Do not cue she-male music.
Oh, all right. Relax.
All right.
Okay. Guy came in strong. Sup, Jared Louise Freed.
Wow, this guy
This guy, I don't know if he meant to spell Louis, but he did. Because my middle name is Louis.
Oh, okay.
So, and then he spelled my last name wrong as well. He spelled it Fried. But
that's crazy that he knows your middle name and then tried to zing you, I guess, by making it.
Have I given out my middle name on this podcast? No. I don't think.
Wow.
Well, now it has. Now it's out
there. And how does it affect your credit score?
It's crazy. I am needing your Broda wisdom right about now. I will try and keep this short. I'm 25, currently living in Boston. Oh, you live in Boston? I'm coming to Boston June 22nd, 10 p.m., Laugh Boston. Nice. You can go get tickets at laughboston.com. I better fucking see this guy.
Yeah.
He knows my middle name. He's not going to come to the fucking show.
It's usually name, age, Boston, and then how much he can bench. That's usually the...
He writes, I live in Boston. I bench 145 yes. 10 times... No. one of my best friends is 23-year-old girl who lives in South Carolina.
Okay.
He's in Boston, 25. She's in South Carolina, 23. We met about 2 years ago, dated for a short time, then became friends. Even when we dated, we were more friends than lovers. Mm. We currently work for the same company, but we didn't when we first met. We talk pretty frequently. She's starting to date a guy about 8 months ago, and she has already said that she thinks she will marry him. But our friendship has kind of been slowly diminishing over the last couple of months. The more serious they get, the less I feel connected to her. And in the past, that's how I hiccup. In the past...
I thought you were shocked by the story.
In the past, when living in the same city, I dated a girl, but when I found out she didn't like me being friends with the other, I broke up with her. Now my friend is saying the nature of our friendship is to change as her relationship with her current boyfriend gets more serious. I was going to be visiting North Carolina, wanted to get dinner. She thought that would be wrong to do that. Even though I invited her boyfriend, she thinks it's wrong to do one-on-one things with a guy friend. I've been told by her that her boyfriend is not my biggest fan, although I've never met him. He doesn't like that I talk to her so much. My defense is if I'm not a threat, I have no intentions of trying to steal her away from him. And when I do talk to her, it's mostly about my work. My questions are, what do I do? 2, is there anything I can do? 3, is she right in saying that we cannot be the same kind of friends we were in the past? What do you think?
Let her go. Yeah. She's trying to move into a more serious relationship, and I get the threat of it. Now, some guys will be cool about it and be like, that's fine. But it's a little more complicated because they had a relationship.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's like, if you're going to marry the guy, then it's going to be me and you. It's like, I understand. As a guy, if I'm that guy, I understand that. It's like, I need to make a fresh start with somebody else.
And, like, I would never feel better. I'm taking it from the guy who she's dating now's perspective.
Yeah.
I'm not made to feel better by him saying, by this dude who's writing in saying, I'm not going to try and steal her away. Oh, right. Thanks, man.
All right.
Thanks for not trying.
Yeah. Like, you got that power.
Yeah. That's what it does sound in his email that he feels that he has that power.
Right.
I agree.
I think even if he's completely innocent in that, he's saying, I wouldn't make the attempt. But yeah, I get it. It's like, you're just moving. You didn't want her that way, so it's like, but you did have a past. Let her move on, dude. Let her move forward.
You can be friendly still.
Yeah.
I do agree the relationship needs to change a little bit. Yeah. I think...
That's a good move. That's a power move to invite the guy, too.
Oh, yeah.
It's like,
let's
all go out. Maybe we can be friends.
Listen,
like, I've had that happen before, where it's like, I can just be friends with both of them.
Yes, he's giving it a shot.
Yeah.
He does seem honest in his pursuit.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is... I used to, when I was living in New York City, I had a group of, there was a big group of us. Mm-hmm. And it was like, it was like a group that would go watch like Patriots games and Red Sox games together. Mm-hmm. And the group would grow. And it went from like, these people from my hometown, guys and girls. And then the hometown people extended to, their friends from college. So we had this like big group that we'd roll around with for like specific events.
Right.
Football games, baseball games, playoff scenarios. We'd even do weekend hangs, Sunday nights, but this was like the same age range, 23, 25.
Right.
Around 26, one got engaged, another got engaged, one guy got married, another girl got married, two people fucked, they broke up, the group dispersed.
Yeah, people start dropping.
People dropping because life moves on.
Right.
And right now what he's doing is he's holding on to a certain spot of life where she's trying to move on.
Right.
And I get it from her perspective. Yeah. Like, listen, relationships change, friendships change. It's okay to be cool with someone, but not be best friends with them anymore.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay for you to be cool with her. And I think with the guy, her new boyfriend is probably saying, he's trying to do too much with her from so far away, he must like her.
Yes.
I think he needs to say, be not offended,
right,
but also move along to some friends in his area.
Let her go. Let her go with goodwill. Friendships, Facebook, all this social media has got us believing that friendships are supposed to last forever, and they're not.
No.
You have people for that specific time in many cases, and then you have to let them go because people grow and they move on.
Yeah.
Yeah. As a comic, how many times does that happen where it's like you're just immersed in comedy now? So it's like the outside limited friends that you have on the app, they're just limited. And then you have certain times in your life where you're friends with people, and then you just go separate directions, but there's no ill will there.
There's the best friends I have are the ones when I see them, it's like we never left each other.
Right.
Even though we haven't spoken in years.
Yeah.
And it can be. You know, hopefully you guys do cross paths again.
Right.
But you need to let it go to make it so it can be that way when you do come back together.
But there's a stigma that the friends that you keep for a lifetime are the only real friends. And that's not really true.
No.
It's like you can have people who you lean on for periods of your life, lean on you and and you're good friends, but you go separate directions and that's okay.
Yeah.
But there's such a stigma like, oh, they weren't real friends to begin with or it would have lasted. It's like that's not necessarily true at all.
And also right now he's at the point where it sounds like he's going to get angry at his friend. And you don't have to be. You can just push off.
Right.
Push the boat off the fucking dock. And say, see you when I see you.
I wish you the best. Here's my information. Let me know if you ever come up or you ever want to get together. I understand your situation. Let me know. The ball's in your court, but I wish you well.
And I'm hard.
And
and I got this
Now
bone.
I have a sex doll.
Yeah. I just think there's a... I hear where he's coming from and it's in good faith.
Right.
But it's also... It's time to push off the dock.
You don't know what the intricacies of that dynamic.
No.
Did he want to break it off and just be friends and she wanted more? Like there's always something there where somebody wants more and somebody's like, no.
Yeah.
You know? So if she wanted more and you were like, no, and now she found it with somebody else, let her go. Let her live her life.
There it is. And also I wouldn't be, if he wrote another email being like, but I love her. Like I wouldn't be surprised
that you realize that.
Yeah. But I'm saying that wouldn't surprise me.
Right.
Which is why you're one inch away from that email. You know. So that's why that boyfriend now is like, get the fuck away from this.
Yeah. Then what's your advice?
Yeah.
Get yourself to the airport.
Get in a cab.
Get yourself some flowers.
Can we do one more? Or are we gonna?
No, do it.
Let's do it. I like this one because it's a wedding one. Wedding connection. Sorry, it's long and far from sexy, but I feel it needed. Was needed for context. Just send your emails. I don't need the apologies.
Enough of the foreplay. Just send your fucking emails. Let's do a little proactive coaching. Send your fucking emails.
And send them, dear Mr. Train, Master of Judea by default.
Wow, you got a lot of the tribe supporting you.
Well, I think for a lot of the listeners, I'm the first Jew they've ever come in contact with or admitted Jew. So now I'm the biggest Jew. Set your beans to high on the stove. Been loving the podcast for almost 2 years now. Love Man Sam's too. Despite being a liberal suckfest, I feel like I can trust his news.
Oh, good. Wow.
There you go. They always do that with you.
I know.
Anyways, here's my quandary. Love to hear it on the cast. Last July. Oh my God, this guy's been hard for a year. Last July, I really hit it off with the maid of honor at one of my best friend's wedding weekend. The problem at the time was that I was in an emotionally dead relationship. She was not present. I like that he blamed.
Put it all on her.
As much as chemistry as we had, I forced myself to keep the pursuit in a lower gear. I never asked for her number. She did mention something about meeting up if she was ever in my town, but I had to shrug it off because morals. At the time, it didn't come across as super enthusiastic, and she seemed semi-coldish at the reception the night before. Part of me wondered if she could tell I was into her and threw that out there knowing my situation, assuming she'd never hear from me again. What? Anyone understand that?
He wanted
a one-night hookup with her?
As much chemistry as we had, I forced myself to keep the pursuit in a lower gear.
Yeah.
I never asked for her number. She did mention something about meeting up if she was ever in my town, but I had to shrug it off because morals. And then he writes, at the time, it didn't come across as super enthusiastic. Oh, she was...
He's just, saying, like, she was just kind of throwing it out there. Yeah.
Fast forward to present day. My buddy's wife brings her up every time I see her. And this weekend, I was around her a lot. She mentioned the BFF, and I probably once every few hours. At one point, she even felt necessary to say we could be soulmates and not even know. Ooh. So the buddy, the married guy... The girls bring it up. If I didn't know any better, I would say it's been discussed and she's doing everything in her power to give me the green light without doing all the heavy lifting. This turning me into a pussy for not making a move. A girl guess introspective into female friendship dynamics could be useful here. Thanks, buddy. We'll do that. insert the issue. She lives in a top tier, depending on your sports loyalty, city bordering a Great Lake. I live in a bottom tier capital city nearly 5 hours away. I'm becoming frustrated with dating options as a 32-year-old cop in a heroin-infested city, i.e. Wow. finding one of the few single, moderately attractive females without kids in my age group and have their shit together are about as likely as winning a scratch-off for three figures. I have a reason to conveniently be in her area a good bit over the next 6 to 8 months. So my question is, what's the move for possibly sliding into the DMs sliding a DM her way on Instagram? I would try tapping the window, but my Insta game is weak and most of the pictures on there, I'm just tagged with my ex. The girl is totally in my wheelhouse, blonde bombshell, gets my off-brand humor and was Greek. If you insist, she's realistically a 9-7, 8-9. I got vacation personality, so who knows? I attached a photo from my buddy's Facebook for review. Help me out here, brother.
I like where he says where she's from and where he's from in riddle form.
Mm.
Well, it's like, she's from a state bordering one of the Great Lakes. I'm from a capital city, not far from...
This is a very J-Train email. We do a lot of top tier, low tier stuff, but I got it.
But he's not in a relationship anymore.
It sounds like he's out.
Yeah, he go. Sent, what's the
he has deal? A lot of pictures with this girl for someone that he met one night. I mean, there's a collage.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I mean, she's.
He's got a. She's cute. And right, but right. He's got a whole collage here of pictures
of him and the girl.
That's him and the girl from one weekend.
Yeah, you go, man. You go. Say I'm up here on you got to do it like I'm an official police business up here, but I can meet you for a drink.
Flash
at
the badge.
An undisclosed location.
Yeah. Flash the badge real quick.
I'm doing some reconnaissance, undercover, double agent work.
Doing a stakeout. Figured
I'd come up here.
What do you think? What's he do?
Yeah, if he's not dating anybody, it's like, you go make the move. Who cares?
I don't think Instagram is the way.
The friend is doing a good job of setting you up. You go through the friend, you set it up that way.
Married chicks want their friends to be married. Yeah. So she wants this to happen.
Right.
So you need
she's pretty, man.
Pretty.
Really pretty.
So you need to go to your buddy and say, hey, I want to text your wife's friend. Can you get me her information?
It can't be that simple, because otherwise he would just come to the conclusion himself. He might be in a dead, or if he's holding on to that dead
relationship.
Well, he's
got to end his relationship.
Yeah, he's end the relationship.
End the relationship first.
Yeah.
But the second move, because he's obviously got a thing, you know, he feels that this could be the one.
Right.
Like he's really down the river on this emotion.
And the wife of his friend is really selling it. Like it
that's
could
what
be
I'm
the
saying.
One.
So that wife is your best option. She's your best. You know, she's the key to this whole riddle.
Right, right, right.
So you go to her and you say, hey,
what's the real deal?
Let me know the deal. Is she ask a lot of questions that make it seem like you want in. So, hey, you mentioned your friend a bunch last weekend. Is she single? And do you think it'd be cool for me to reach out? Just send that text to the friend's wife.
Right.
She'll write back, oh my God, I want you to reach out so bad. Here's her number. And then you send a text. Hey, I was with so-and-so last week. Your name came up. I remember how much fun we had at the wedding. I'm going to be in town on this date. I would love to get drinks. There it is.
Great.
That's the play.
That's the play.
That's
exactly.
That's the mature 32-year-old play, because
it's foolproof.
Foolproof.
If it's going through the friend is the biggest ally. So if the friend says it's a no-go, then you don't go. Then it stops there. Your friend clears the way.
And then you mention the friend in the original text, because she'll have already gotten all this information before you text.
Right.
The friend's going to go, oh my God, so-and-so wanted to meet with you. But all of this is to say that you're a man. You're reaching out.
Yeah.
You're not going through the back waters of DM. Leave that to me and the other grossies that listen to this podcast. You're an adult with a job and a pension. So act that way.
Yeah, and if it doesn't work out, you have a utility belt full of solutions that you can use, okay? Service weapon, pepper spray.
Yeah, you got it all. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Mike Vecchione, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me. This was the best, man.
I'm happy you enjoyed it. We're going to do some hypotheticals and some news. We'll be right back. Hey, guys. Welcome back. Mike Vecchione, thank you so much.
Thank you.
So fantastic.
Thank you for having me on.
All of you guys got to go follow him on Twitter and Instagram, @ComicMikeV. @ComicMikeV. He's going to be at Uncle Vinny's in Point Pleasant tonight and tomorrow. This comes out on Friday.
Yes.
And also, you should go Google his Fallon set. It's so good. You're going to love him right away. And go buy his album, Muscle Confusion. It's on iTunes. Go check it out. Mansamp.
What's up, dude?
@ManSamp on Twitter. Mandatory Samson Podcast every Friday here on the Labs Network. Let's do one hypothetical, then one news item. Does that sound good to everybody?
Sounds great.
Yep.
Go right into the bucket. JTrain, love the podcast. A girl I just started seeing turned me into your podcast, and I'm working through the backlog. Needless to say, that scored a lot of points for her in my book. Enough with the feathering. I got a hypothetical for you. Boom. Would you rather every time you walk past a puddle from something dripping above it, subway tracks, building, etc., some of it gets caught in your mouth. Or every time you go out to eat, you find something that seems non-threatening in your food. No, not spit or cum. it's first spit or cum. Oh, okay. I was going to ask if there was cum in there.
You have to eliminate the top two fluids that we all think of.
But something that, if it happens every once in a while, you normally just take it out of your mouth and keep eating. The only caveat is that you're unaware of your choice. Obviously, this would make you very paranoid of walking under things and eating out after a while, depending on your choice. Keep up the good work. Hope to hear this on the next show. What do you think? Do you take the drip in the mouth?
The drip in the mouth every time you walk under something?
Yeah.
Or an innocuous
something
in the food. I'll take the innocuous thing in the food.
Like, what would that be, though? I'm trying to think, like a pen cap or something? Like, what would be in your food?
Do you know my parents? My family went out. I wasn't there.
Does this end in a lawsuit?
Yeah. I am Jewish. No, my family used to go to these. My family loves shitty Chinese food places.
Right.
And like back home, I got to say, I'm not like one of those people that's like, New York has the best, Boston has the best. There's not very good Chinese food in New York City. You have to go to like very specific places across the board. Generally, the Chinese food options here isn't as good as what I've had at home.
Okay.
That's what I'll say. I think it's because a Cantonese style is big in Boston. But
I think it's because of what's going on in North Korea. But go ahead.
Yes. But we used to go to this one place all the time, and my brother found a full braid
in his food.
That's great.
And I guess my family laughed and laughed and laughed, and we went back a million different times. So I'm going to go with the thing in the food. I don't know what it would be. I guess it would be...
Well, if it's not like an eyelash or blood or something, it's like, who cares? Just like a little piece of plastic. Okay, I'm thinking plastic. I don't know why. Yeah, a piece of plastic or whatever.
What came to my mind, too.
But you never eat it.
Never eat it. Yeah. Just the idea, because I've walked under some puddles here. I don't want to get involved in that.
Yeah, yeah. Because it's something dirty dropping into your mouth versus something.
This would have to have been written by someone who doesn't live in New York, because our puddles here are stressful.
Yeah. It's gross.
I saw stuff swimming in a puddle the other day. It was ridiculous. Yeah.
It's fucking crazy. Let's do some news.
So this is like a very, I feel, J-Train-esque story that we have here.
Let's hear it.
10% of travelers have had sex in an airport. 1 in 10 American air travelers reports having had sex of some kind in an airport, compared with about 8% who are members of the Mile High Club, according to an important new survey conducted by a flight shopping website.
See, this sound, does masturbating count? Because then I believe it.
No, I think this just, this is
sexual acts.
Yeah.
Sexual.
You fly a lot?
Another person, yeah.
You fly a lot?
Mm-hmm.
What do you?
But I think the Mile High Club thing now is not just a fun thing. Like, if you get caught, like, it's a federal.
Really?
Some kind of a federal anti, they could put you under the anti-terror something or other. I think that it could be a real, if they really wanted to, quote unquote, break your balls about it.
Right. I mean, I know this has to be true because I get extremely horny at airports. I don't know about you guys.
Well, that's what rooms are for.
Yeah.
Meditate. Yeah, where do you have sex in an airport?
Well, so they break it down. So some sort of sexual encounter. 42% reported that it took place in a public restroom.
Okay.
28% got busy in the storage cupboards, which I don't know exactly what that is.
Yeah.
Okay.
That sounds Canadian.
The cupboard.
And 14% under a coat.
Under a coat?
Yeah, like you get a little hand job or something, I guess. Like just sitting there.
Okay, it doesn't have to be. It could be with a partner that you already have.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I can understand this because from the perspective of like, we met on this flight, we're a little bit drunk after, because I get drunk on flights. Right. And I'd be like, why don't you and me just get this fucking out? Let's just do this. I could see that. I could see a husband and wife just being like, or you know, back from vacation, or you're going on vacation right. with your significant other. Right. Like, right. You know, it's just you're in high energy times. That's why
there's fear.
Fear.
Yeah.
You know, I used to. We talked about this on the podcast when the flight's going down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like if a flight was going down, I always think of like who would I would like would I go and be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You know. Let me just get out of it.
You know? Well, I think it's only a polite to go to the first two people in your row.
You have
like,
to.
Who wants to fuck? And it's like, well, one of them might be a guy. It's like, well, you're going to die, so you're worried about being labeled?
Let me just see what this is.
You look like...
Maybe this is me the whole time. I had no idea.
You look like a real jerk if it was like a Sully situation. Yeah. Like you think you're going to die, and you're just like, oh, we landed perfectly in the Hudson. It's fine.
It usually goes fear, ejaculation, sleep, death.
There it is. Mike Vecchione, thank you for coming on.
Thank you guys for having me.
So fantastic. All of you guys go follow Mike on Twitter and Instagram, at Comic Mike V. He's fantastic. Uncle Vinny's Muscle Confusion is the album. Go check it out on iTunes. Mansamp, I got to make a quick announcement.
Yeah.
Chris Flannery, it's his last episode here on the podcast.
Wow.
It's an end of an era. You know, he's done a lot of work with digital media, mm-hmm. which right. is the what do we call them? The producers?
Yeah, the parent, whatever you want to say.
The parent company of the place where we tape.
Great.
His job is being extended there, wow. which, congratulations.
Thank you.
So it's going to take away from this podcast, but you know we're happy to have had you, and we'll see you back around the bend.
Yeah,
you know, this isn't a goodbye. This is, we'll see you when.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks, man. It's a... it's like a bittersweet thing. I love doing the show. We, you know, you were at my wedding, for Christ's sake. Like,
at the wedding.
Wow.
You know.
Watched love.
Yeah. But you know what? Classic Shelb is going to step in.
Classic Shelb.
People are familiar with him.
It's going to come on in, but I want to thank you for all your help.
Oh, thanks, man. I love doing the show.
I was on a landmark episode. You were on awesome.
And that's why I wanted you on. This is why I brought you on for this specific
a lot of special
one.
Things happening.
Way to make it about you. But I...
I had to always bring it back.
But I'll say thank you. It's a friendship that will last a lifetime. But just like this guy... And the girl, you know, this is, you know, things change, people
yeah.
change.
So, got a promotion.
Got a promotion. So we got to let the cage bird fly.
That's
okay.
Right. Yeah.
So at Mansamp on Twitter and Instagram. He's still alive. You can still follow him. He's still got his podcast.
Yeah. Follow me on Twitter. Like he said, at Mansamp, the Mandatory Samson podcast for sure. And, you know, I assume I'll be back here at some point.
We'll find where there's a will.
Yeah.
There is a way. So thank you. And
thanks, man.
Good luck. And, that's it for us. I'm Jared Fried. We're here every Tuesday and Friday. This podcast is a pleasure for me. So I'd love that you guys enjoy it as much as I like putting it out. So please keep sharing it with friends. It's J Train Podcast every Tuesday and Friday. And I'll be back next episode. Boom!
This has been a Stand Up Labs production powered by digital media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts. And find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Boom!